Hello, this is Shibu Charyan, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is April the 5th and our Bible reading portion is from the second book of Samuel, chapters 19 to 21. We will look into why God does not answer some of our prayers. 2 Samuel chapter 21 verse 1 tells us, "Now there was a famine in the days of David for 3 years, year after year, and David inquired of the Lord. And the Lord answered, 'It is because of Saul and his bloodthirsty house, because he killed the Gibeonites.'" The cause for famine during David's time was Saul and his bloody house, because he slew the Gibeonites. Some think that they were sufferers in the atrocity perpetrated by Saul at Nob, while many of them may have resided as attendants of the priests. This famine would continue until David took definite steps of restitution, and God would answer their prayers as soon as his requirement of justice are satisfied. We read in 2 Samuel chapter 21 verse 14, "So they performed all that the king commanded, and after that God heeded the prayer for the land." Why does not God answer some of our prayers as well? The Bible gives us many reasons why God does not answer some of our prayers, especially if our motives are wrong, if we regard iniquity in our heart, if we live in sin, if we offer unworthy service to God, if we forsake God, if we reject the call of God, and if we do not hear and obey God's word. Our prayers will not be answered if we are wavering, hypocrites, proud, or self-righteous. Thus, there are many reasons for unanswered prayers, and when we see our prayers not answered, we should seek God to address the problem. When afflictions come into our lives like David, we should sincerely ask God for the reasons behind them, and God will answer us in some way. Many troubles are sent our way to bring our sin to remembrance and are meant to lead us to repentance and to humble ourselves before God. Today, let us boldly approach the throne room of God and understand the specific reasons for our troubles and why our prayers are not being answered. As it says in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need."